Now on Racing Pulse, the Trial Files with the Bald Eagle, Glenn Ingram.
He's had a week to freshen up. He's back champing at the bit with so many good horses to talk about. How are you, Glenn?
I'm going well, Michael. I'm fit and firing and ready to get into it. We're starting to see glimpses of the good horses coming back, so it's very exciting.
One of those good horses that we're seeing coming back is High Emotion as well. How did the mare go? Living up to expectations?
Yeah, I reckon she did everything that was probably a little bit more than we expected, actually. The way she hit the line was fantastic, so it was very exciting. Mm. The team has done a great job to get her back in good order. So she comes through the run well, and we look forward to seeing her in a couple of weeks.
I was going to say, where do you go next?
I think August the 21st at Mooney Valley, there's a 2,000-metre race there, so looks a nice race for her.
All right, I'll be looking for her in your Black Book in the lead-up to that race for all the RSN listeners as well. Speaking of Black Book, over the next couple of weeks, next week, I think on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, there's big sets of trials with all very good horses returning as well. But if we look to the recent Flemington jump-outs on the Poly track, there's some horses that we want to follow from there as well. And we kick it off with a four-year-old mare from the Waterhouse Bot Stable.
Yeah, Michael, it was probably a low-key affair on the Poly track there last Friday. But as you said, it's going to ramp up there on Monday morning coming. So heat two, I thought there was one standout there, found out. Thrills, a four-year-old mare from the Waterhouse Bot Stable. She broke her maiden last month at Casterton, and she's returned for a jump out on the Poly. She ran the fastest time in the morning there. She travelled under a hold, was given a little bit of rain late in that heat. She let really, really nicely. So I think she can pick up another race soon on this surface, benchmark 64 on the Poly somewhere. So keep an eye on Found Our Thrill.
Okay. Cranbourne also had synthetic jump outs, but there's a few that you want to follow here heading into the spring.
Yeah, heat four was a really important heat. Gregor L's good mare, Ripperita, finished sixth. But, see, Michael, it was the run of the heat. She was given a quiet time early, catch from the field, and she picked up many lengths late there when allowed to stride. So it was a really strong performance. Zarel for the Buster and Young Stable is a talent, and perhaps an Oaks campaign beckons for her. She's a daughter of Snitzel, but she looks like she'll get over some ground. She was ridden out to school narrowly from stablemates. And back in fourth, Hamatomo is a really exciting staying prospect for the Buster and Young Stable, and no, certainly on a Derby campaign. So we look forward to following his progress also.
Okay. Ripperita, who was placed in an Oaks, I think, as a three-year-old behind Media Award, has shown that she's got a bit of speed as well as staying. So would you be looking for her first up, do you think, off that trial?
First up 1,400 metres, Michael. She may even have another. It was quite a quiet jump out, so she may have another, but her, like, I think her perfect distance is around the 2,000 metres, so there'll be a race for her in the spring.
All right. Busson and Young obviously had a fair few nice horses going around. You found one in Heat 7, Exceed Expect as well?
Yeah, I like the way this three-year-old has come back to the stable with First Light Racing in the ownership. He was a debut winner at Ballarat in probably a moderate maiden, but he's come back a more mature horse, judging by his jump outs. He was a quiet time behind the Flying Jigsaw at Cranbourne on the turf, and then he strode out beautifully on the synthetic here, and he appears ready to show his best first up wherever he steps out. So that's Exceed Expect.
Okay. Griffiths de Cocker got a two-year-old that you like as well?
Yeah, Michael, another stable that's really ramping up there at Cranbourne. Tis My Baby in Heat 8. Look, she ran some nice races as a two-year-old without winning. She was slow away in this heat, but she rattled home late under her own steam there to run second. The time was very quick, and look, she's very comfortable on the synthetic track, and a synthetic maiden looks well within her scope over the coming week.
Heat 12, Audrey Girl, another one from the Busset and Young stable, stood out.
Yeah, probably the best trial of the morning, Michael. She jumped fast, she was taken hold of early. She took a sit behind the leaders, and she worked home nicely to finish second. This was a big difference to her first campaign, where she was probably revved up to lead in most of her trials. She was an expensive yearling, $500,000, I think, by Fastnet Rock. And we'd expect her to improve as a three-year-old, and this appears the case. So she's still a maiden, but could be picking up the race shortly.
Impecunious would be one of the headline acts from the stable, Busset and Young, for the upcoming spring carnival. The ex-Kiwi who created a big impression when we first saw her out here. How does she look like she's come back?
Yeah, Michael, very forward to get a win over the 760 there. Looks well short of her best. Look, she mixed her form last prep, but she did run third in the Group 1 Vinery over 2,000 metres in Sydney. So with a rating of 80, there's an opportunity to win first up before she gets out in distance. Like I said, that stable, Bust and Young, really starting to ramp up with their spring contenders. I think they're definitely a stable to follow in the coming weeks. We're going to get some winners out of them.
Ballarat, who do we follow from the synthetic jump outs?
I thought there was a nice unraced three-year-old in Heat 7. He closed, his name's Twin Perfection. He closed strongly on the heels of the leaders as they crossed the line in that heat taken out by Champs Dior from the McAvoy stable, who was going well himself. This horse finished fourth and third and been a little bit sneaky, Michael, just hitting the line in those jump outs. I think he's got plenty of ability. And look for him in a home track marking on debut. I think he'll be hard to beat. That's Twin Perfection.
All right, there's a few from the McAvoy camp you want to take or follow from those Ballarat jump outs. Who are the others?
Yeah, Red Hawk in Heat 8. He's another unraced winner of two trials for the McAvoy stable. He's a keen going horse. He's been pushed out in both these trials. He looked impressive. He's a colt by Deep Field. You think he'd be highly sought after if he could transfer his trial form to the races. He can win on debut. And in Heat 13, I thought Glove is an impressive looking three-year-old filly for the McAvoy stable. She debuted in a stakes race in Adelaide. She was very firm in the betting there. She was wide and over-raced. She was felled, and the blinkers have come off, and I think that's probably a key gear change. She looked much more settled there. I think she's a horse to follow. And that entire McAvoy stable, Michael, they took a huge number of horses to their local jump outs there, and they were very impressive. So they're another stable, Buston and Young and Team McAvoy. Plenty of winners in the coming weeks.
Speaking of big stables, Danny O'Brien took a lot of his spring contenders down to Geelong during the week. Young Verta caught the eye?
Yeah, one Young Verta caught the eye. There was also Superstorm and Vow and Declare.
Inspirational Girl. First.
Yeah, Inspirational Girl. So, there was a good heat there in Heat 1. There was the way the light was coming in, you couldn't really see the finish of the jump out. But I thought there was a standout in Heat 4, Young Verta. That was his first jump out since finishing second in the ATC Derby. He caught the eye after balancing up. He warmed up late to pick up the tiring leaders over 1,000 metres. So, that Derby run was arguably a career best, and looks like he's come back well for Denny O'Brien. He's likely to have another before resuming.
All right, plenty of black bookers there. Where are we betting over the coming days?
I think we can get a win tomorrow at Ballarat in the opening race. Race 1, number 6, Quick Enough from the Simon Wild stable. She's a 4-year-old mare, unraced, but she hasn't shown a lot at the trials, but her latest was very, very good on the poly track. It looks like this surface suits her. She just changed legs in that heat and came again. It was a pretty strong performance. So I think she can get a win there tomorrow. Ballarat race 1, number 6.
I like it. And there's a few you like at Flemington.
Yeah, Flemington race 2, number 5 from the Buston and Young stable. Got you. Like I said, he's a potential Derby horse. Might not be sharp enough for 1,400, but he'll race well there tomorrow. It's at the $7. In race 5, number 2, Oxley Road for Peter Moody. Jumping out well. Obviously drawn a bit sticky there in barrier 1, but his jump outs have been fantastic. And race 9, number 12, Michael Cool. So I missed your chat with Calvin McAvoy earlier, but I really like the way this horse has come back. He's trialled well and he galloped at Moonee Valley. A nice gallop there last week, so I think he's going well too. Cool.
Yeah, they give him a good each-way chance as well. Glenn, good luck over the weekend.
You too. Thanks, Michael.